British Prime Minister David Cameron is cutting short a visit to France after an apparent terrorist attack in London. A man believed to be a soldier was run over and then hacked to death in broad daylight by two men brandishing meat cleavers. Police shot and injured the two attackers. And a man has been shot and killed while being questioned about links to the Boston Marathon bombings. Investigators say 27-year-old Ibrahim Todashev was shot when he turned violent during an interview in Florida. He was reportedly of Chechen origin and knew Tamerlan Tsarnaev, the bombing suspect who was killed during a police shootout. US President Barack Obama will visit Oklahoma City on Sunday to see the tornado devastation for himself. Search and rescue efforts are wrapping up in the battered city. The death toll remains at 24. 10 of those dead are children. The former federal parliamentary speaker, Peter Slipper, is expected to face court today on dishonesty charges. Mr. Slipper is accused of misusing cab charge dockets to visit Canberra wineries. The allegations date back to 2010, before he became speaker. Prime Minister Julie Gillard is the world's 28th most powerful woman, according to Forbes magazine. Mining magnate Gina Rinehart has moved up the rankings to 16. German Chancellor Angela Merkel remains in the top spot. She's been in that position for 8 years now. And the former US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has fallen to 5th position.